Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, which happens to be an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So what's showing up on your radar this week in the swamp?
Well, we've got a little bit of a challenging report this week. A lot of people in South Carolina have been working awful hard for a number of years now, trying to create an entrepreneurial ecosystem where we can have more high-growth companies, especially the kind of companies that can attract venture capital. And Money Tree is a report that's published regularly about venture capital investments. Across the country, we've reached a point where venture capital investments are at a peak again. There was $17 billion invested, say, in the second quarter of 2015. Now, most of that is in the Silicon Valley and Boston and San Diego. The Southeast as a whole is underrepresented. In the first quarter, there was just under $600 million, which out of $18 billion, not all that much. There were 40 companies in Georgia that raised venture capital, almost $400 million invested. In North Carolina, there were 27 companies, almost $230 million. Those two states are a little bigger than us, so you'd expect them to have a little more. But we only had two companies in South Carolina that had raised venture capital. One of those was Proterra, so it's a later stage investment. Of course, that's a zero-emission transit bus company. That's a big success, and that's good, but you know, unfortunately, still aren't at the point where we're receiving a lot of venture capital invested in high-growth companies in South Carolina.
So would you say that most of the entrepreneurial activity in our state then is still at the angel investment stage or maybe even earlier than that? We're just not there yet at the venture stage?
Well, I think that's a part of it. Most of the activity that's really brought venture capitalists to the state is kind of digital media. It's mobile apps, websites. That kind of information technology, that's an important part of what venture capitalists are looking for. And that's good that we have that kind of activity. I think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. Some of the bioengineering and life sciences, things out of automotive and transportation, maybe not vehicles themselves, but connected vehicle type of applications that could attract a lot of venture capital. If you go back 10 years or so, the legislature did some things to try to stimulate some venture capital. They put together the Venture Capital Authority, which I served on. And we selected some companies to invest about $50 million in South Carolina. And that's been modestly successful. It has made money for the state of South Carolina, so that was good that we didn't lose money. But just in terms of the number of companies that have benefited, there hadn't been as many as we hoped. And so I think we have a pipeline problem. We're not starting enough companies that are of the type that will ultimately try to be able to successfully raise venture capital. And there really isn't a coordinated effort in the state. The Economic Development Agency actually has some grants to help foster seed funds, and we've reached out to them about applying for one of these grants, and we've tried to connect with some other people across the state who might be interested. And we've had some good letters of support, but we've also run into this challenge of this isn't what we do. Some of the economic development agencies in the state just still aren't sure, you know, how this fits with their mission, or they're concerned that there's a fragmented effort and kind of a catch-22. You know, I really think this is important for South Carolina because these high-growth companies, they can create, you know, a lot of high-wage jobs. They create a lot of wealth that can get reinvested back in the community. They really play a distinctive role in a 21st century economy that other larger organizations don't play. We're going to be more successful in attracting venture capital to South Carolina. We'll have to be very proactive about it. Now, the good news is we built some academic centers where we do have some people who are just preeminent in what they do. You know, they are known around the world in their fields. They're attracting a large amount of research funding and, you know, start up more of the kinds of companies that raise capital, grow rapidly, create high-wage jobs for South Carolina.
Well, it's hope that the next Money Tree report on venture capital for the second half of the year will show some improvement here in the Palmetto State.
That'd be really good, wouldn't it?
Well, John, how's the event calendar looking for our business community?
Well, one of those activities that can really help in this regard is bioengineering and life sciences, where we are getting some traction, and they do have an annual conference coming up in Charleston, so anyone interested in tapping into that ecosystem, that's a great place to do it.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to his companies where you can find more information about what we talked about today, including that event that he mentioned, posted at our webpage. And our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.